This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, March 5th. God's word to you today is Outlook. Our scripture reading is taken from 3 John 1, verse 2, from the King James Version, and it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Commonwealth by community is a safety net that God has put in place. It is so important that you see it as just that and not as a supply source. Think of it as a safety net that God has put in place for your benefit, not as your supply source. It is for your good. It is not a supply source. Never ever, if you do not want to die in poverty, never ever think of Commonwealth by community as a supply source. Too often, we come across people insisting that the church should take care of them because it is their right. When the Bible says to take care of the poor, was your name written there? We should see it as a safety net and not as a supply source. We should see it as a privilege and not as a right. When you begin to see what is a privilege as a right, you're asking for trouble. There was a certain family my wife and I were pastoring a long time ago. The man did not have a job, and they were always requesting for Commonwealth by community. After raising prayers for him repeatedly, we moved to engage him, just to understand the situation, not that there was necessarily a problem with him. From everything we could see, he was married to a beautiful woman that had given birth to 3 children for him. But he had not paid her bride price, and the girl's father was not happy about not being given the honor due him. We advised him to go and fix the situation, and he said he needed to have money before he could fix the situation. Good idea, right? We prayed and pleaded with God, and in about a week or so, this man that had been without a job for a long time got a job. Miracle. I gave him some time so that he would not think we were trying to control his finances. Months passed, and I called to ask if he had fixed the situation as agreed. But instead, he began to tell me about the different projects he intends to plug money into. Long story short, he did not listen to me or do the needful, and he lost the job. Back to square one. He came back for Commonwealth by community. I tried to show him the connection. God is not a respecter of persons. If you obey his principles, you will get the result. We went to God at least 2 more times, and God had mercy. But each time he got another job, he did the same thing. We were trying to connect him to Commonwealth by covenant, but his disobedience limited him to Commonwealth by community. God operates by principles and not emotions. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, empower me to be a doer of God's word and not merely a hearer. I will operate God's principles by covenant. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.